The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Ally, Fidelity Bank, Eight Toes Holdings, Let's Talk Together in English, Bonneville Bones, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, and Burger King.
It's the foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96, bright 9, 12 to 2. It's the time you can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation.
Gentlemen, on this gloomy Monday, live and direct. Good morning, good afternoon to you. I get a little excited. I don't know what time it is of the day because we're out here doing our thing. It is so wonderful to have you with us today. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We are in the land of the living. Someone slap yourself. Let's make this thing happen. It's a beautiful day. I don't know if you can hear me right now. I'm hoping that you can. We have, some thunderstorms. We're dealing with a few technical issues, but we can definitely be able to kind of do this and get out there with these things. I want to thank all those persons that continue to be able to support the show and sponsor the show. I wish to all those good and decent people. And if you're one of those persons that I've been contemplating for some time, you know what? I really want to do something with the show, you know. Please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111, right here for the foundation. We could be able to do that. Let me shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are here to be able to assist you with all your insurance needs. If you want to be able to do that, please check them out. The number 407 South on Blue Hill Road. They can be able to assist you just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center, that Orange Plaza. My good friend Ethric Bro would be more than happy to assist you in those spaces. So just let him know. Give him a call at 341-1AFS. That's 341-1AFS. We're out here to be able to assist you in all that we possibly can do. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Got a shout out to my good, decent people over at Crystal Select. I might as well tell you that. Can I say that to you? I passed there this weekend, right? This sort of a shameless plug. I passed it this weekend. I got two of those 5-gallon waters that I told you of. That's for $3. And I thought about this, like the first time I thought about it, I'm so confident. This isn't even my product. Like, I'm so confident in these guys' products that I feel like I should put a big sign on there. A foundation guarantee. You know what I mean? Like a foundation guarantee. Like, if you're not satisfied with this water,
If you do not believe that this water is the best in this city, I got you $3 for you. I just want to be as decent as possible as I say that. You understand? Because I was extremely satisfied. We got a couple of those the packets of water. You know, the little 16 ounce. I mean, my children, listen, my baby girl drinking water, my son drinking water, and this is what you want, you know? My daughter, she out there, daddy, water doesn't taste like anything. I think you're doing too much. She then had 5 bottles. She's doing way too much. Everyone got the bathroom laid out, but everything is clear. I might as well tell you the truth. You want to be able to get that, go check out my good guys over at Crystal Select. They can be able to assist you. They are located right there on, is that East Street? East Street, just the central area of East Street. When you're coming down and you're headed south, they're about maybe 4 or 5 buildings in, right onto the left-hand side. You can be able to see them, East Street. They can get those things taken care of for you. Well, guys, it's a beautiful day. And we got a great deal to talk about. First and foremost, Dwight didn't show up today. I just wanted to be as decent as I say that. I didn't call him, but I know he didn't show up today. I don't know whether or not he got one of those. And as today is always, it's BLP all the way. I don't know whether or not he got one of those calls. But he didn't show up. And then conspiracy theories continue to be able to pile up. People are calling me, Howard, what happened to your old station? We hear this, we hear that. I say, I don't know. Dwight didn't show up either. I want to make a joke with you guys as we talk about these things to kind of get out there. On a more sad, more serious note, I got some information that we lost a juvenile this morning. And this is confirmed information from my persons within the Royal Bahamas Police Force that is providing me information on a day-to-day basis, being able to say this is where we are. Just for the purposes of transparency and accountability, I always lean on them. I always say, allegedly I hear this, allegedly I hear that. But today I've been able to receive some information and I can confirm that this information has come from one of the superintendents within the sector who can be able to tell me more specifically, right? And I opened up my Facebook and that's what it is. Police investigated juvenile shooting on First Street. And the Grove again, so you can be able to see that. And the text that I got indicated how I'm not Howard, we were doing so well, right? Can I read it for you? I want to be as decent as possible as I do that. They say, Howard, we were doing so well, man. And to see another life snuffed out. I thought, you know, it broke my heart when I heard that. This is happening now. Police is on the scene. Juvenile man shot and killed in the Grove. And we were doing so well. It's a text is coming through. And a lot of persons continue to be able to talk about that. I think it's important that we take on this position and understand our posture and our responsibility. This is that. I think there was a lot of activity. I think 2 major concerts were happening this weekend. And so we didn't hear anything for this weekend. But first thing on Monday morning, despite the weather, despite the gloom, and you don't even want to go outside, but, you know, I guess you're on your job. So you go outside and you snuff a life out. So this is a sad day, and I continue to be able to say a soft prayer for not only the family of the bereaved and those persons who've been kind of snuffed out, but for all of us, for the transition, transformation, and sort of a change of heart for our communities. It's time for us to be able to get back to where we're called to be. As I say that, I just want to be as decent as possible as we do that. I want to shout out to all you guys who are out there from the Royal Bahamas Police Force that are assisting in this particular manner that continues to be able to look over and do your jobs. So shout out to all those persons. And I just continue, we got to keep praying for y'all, man. We got to pray for those persons who are on the job and we got to pray for our communities. We got to be able to transform this. This is not good. This is not good. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Please text me 422-4796, 422-4796. Let me know if you could hear me. I hear my phone going off, but let me know if you could hear me, 422-4796. The line's going to be wide open today. I want you guys to participate, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. DNA testing. This is peculiar. I want to commend the PLP. I know we condemn them sometimes, you know, and condemnation is fitting. Okay, they can hear me. Okay, good.
condemnation is fitting sometimes. Let's just be decent. Condemnation is fitting, depending on what we're talking about. I think, and the condemnation doesn't lie solely at the feet of the PLP. You're just in government. Don't fight me. Don't get upset with us. This is what we do as it relates to accountability and transparency for governance. This thing has nothing to do with the PLP. With the FNM in, we can do the same thing. It don't matter. It don't matter if the DNA was in, if the BDM, it don't matter. This is what we do in the Fourth Estate as it relates to governance, for accountability, for transparency, and for that deliverables unit that the Free National Movement started to think about that didn't necessarily do that. There was one that already existed. That's the Fourth Estate. That's what we do. All right? So whilst we continue to be able to levy this sort of condemnation and this kind of a posture that we've taken to be able to talk more specifically about what the PLP has not done, I think today I want to be able to talk about, I think that the PLP has gotten it right. Now, I do believe that there's a couple of things in the paper I got to talk about. I just want to be as decent as possible when I say this to you. I got to give you guys kudos. I do believe that there are some technical things that you need to work out, because maybe you haven't looked at this far and wide. Maybe you haven't really taken this kind of a study approach and be able to put this to the subsectors that are dealing with this on a day-to-day basis. But I got to be able to shout you guys out. You're doing very well with this concept. What am I talking about? DNA testing for citizenship. Cabinet finalizes protocol for Privy Council ruling. Now, I don't know other person's posture and position on this, but I want to be able to deal with it. Ministry of Health and Wellness, Dr. Davo said that his led is agreed on the rules to establish paternity for individuals impacted by the Privy Council ruling on citizenship. On last May, the court ruled that all children born in the Bahamas out of wedlock to foreign mothers and Bahamian men are Bahamian citizens at birth. For some whose father was listed on their birth certificate, they can apply for a passport at the passport office. But for those whose father is not, the issue became more complex. But even for some whose father, see, the complexity is not just for the people who didn't have a name. That's not where the complexity lies. The complexity lied in that old song. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Whoa, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. That's where the complexity lies. The complexity lies in the interwoven sweetheart that is the Bahamas. That's complexity. Now, this is a good step in the right direction for accountability, transparency, and to squash the sort of a concept of anyone just being able to go to their cousin who's a GP to write on the back of a passport photo and say, I know John Doe or Sally Doe. This is the language of your blood. Now, if you read the story actually starts to get deeper. If the father has passed away, if you read the story, you can just read it. This is at the front of the Guardian newspaper today, Monday, February 19th. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see these stories. It's right there. I got to commend the PLP for taking this. And I got to say the PLP, because this has been a long time coming. And this kind of an indifferent approach to being able to deal with these things has led us back to this position. There's nothing wrong with accountability. There's nothing wrong with transparency. And the fear thereof for being able to dive into it is the issue that we're having with perpetual corruption in our country. This is, for me, the beginning of unraveling the proverbial yarn that have been entangled, the fabric of our society, that yarn that continues to be able to be intertwined and so forth and so on, that no one knows when the beginning or the end is. This is the beginning of that. This is accountability. This is transparency. This might be a hell of a pill to swallow for a great deal of people who thought your daddy was your daddy and you ain't got no papers. So this is going to lead to a great deal of issues, I believe, in the courts. And some other issues when your mother never told you who your father was, but you ain't got no papers. Someone talk to me. Are we talking? Is this thing on? Let's have a conversation. your mother said your daddy was a nothing other than him being a Bahamian. Let's talk about it. Never bothered with the man. Now you're 18. You won't go off to school. You won't travel. You won't do all these things. You have a work. You have a document. You're here traveling on a piece of paper. You try not to put no much wrinkles in it. You're traveling up and down all over the world with a manila envelope. You want to be able to get a passport. You want to identify these things, but on your birth certificate, your father was never identified. Now, your mother knew who your father was, my God. And she say, he dead. Might not necessarily be dead. He may just be a deadbeat daddy. As a result of this, now for you to be able to get expedience, because that's what is what's happening here. See it here. The minister indicated, for some whose father was listed on their birth certificate, they can apply for a passport at the passport office right off the top. You don't have to have no nothing. Take your birth certificate, make sure it's authenticated, identified, registered, and you can have that in your hand. Go down to the passport office, present that. My daddy is John Brown. Don't worry about me being McKinsey. Don't worry about me being a role. My daddy is John Brown. You sure that's your daddy? That is my daddy. That is what the birth certificate says. Look in your system. You can identify that John Brown is a Bahamian. Yes, he is a Bahamian. I would like to have my passport, please. Now, you're probably going to have to go through the legality of being able to change your name to ensure that your name now reflects your father's name. So whilst the minister takes on this kind of a position to indicate that the complexity would only come when your father's not there, my God, we have to know the depth and the intricacies associated with how some things have happened in our society. Let's talk about this thing, all right? I see the lines lit up. I sure you got some conversations for me. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Lines open. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Is that a caller? Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Hello? Hello? I don't know whether or not we're having problems with the lines the same way, right? But let me see if I can read a few of these texts. So it says, hi, your station gone out. Okay. Okay, so we can be able to deal with that. Right? But let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. I just want to know whether or not that complexity is seeking to be ironed out, whether or not the government is seeking to kind of iron out the complexity of not only your father not being on your birth certificate, but the fact that your father's not mentioned or some other father's on your birth certificate. My God, this is a lot. Your mother would have said, this is your daddy. My God, you grow up and you say, well, how come my nose a little bit wider than his? And why my ears like this? And so you even had questions very quietly. Now you're reaching to this point. And this point is indicating to us, you could go to the passport office and carry your birth certificate and get yourself a passport once your D is a Bahamian. Other than that, the complexity of being able to identify your birth right in terms of your Bahamian citizenship lies within your DNA. My God, this is going to be strong. Because you kiss and hug one man for years. And this is going to work the next way also. For years, this man kiss and hug you, buy you pampas, now use the grown man, he then walk you down the aisle, come to find out, this ain't your daddy. This is going to be heavy. How are we going to be able to deal with that? Let's talk about those things. This is a caller on the line. Let's try it. Caller on the line. Guys, please give me a call. I don't know if you guys can hear me today. to be able to do these things, but we're here live and in full effect being able to have these kind of conversations. Also, I want to commend the Progressive Liberal Party for taking on this position. I think it's a very proud moment for the PLP. I want to say that amidst all the lack of focus and commitment to being able to kind of suppress a great deal, well, suppress was the wrong word, manage, let's use manage, right? Kind of manage what was happening as it relates to crime. Amidst all these particular things, I think that this is a badge of honor and sort of a proud moment for the Progressive Liberal Party. So much so that Chester Cooper, in his capacity as Deputy Prime Minister, saw the need to point out the blueprint for change. That's how strong it was. He needed you to solidify in your minds. This is the last thing that he said. He said that the Bahamas is poised to embrace its newfound role in global space industry, marking a pivotal moment in the nation's history. We look forward to the future where the Bahamas stands proudly as a trailblazer in science, tourism, and technology, in line with our blueprint for change and our innovative 242 initiative. I thought that was a very proud moment that you can be able to now give a contrast and an idea of where this all started. And we indicated that this innovation and creativity is something that we wanted to be able to do. Now, this is peculiar. I want to have more conversations about this SpaceX from 2015, when the SpaceX debris landed on the side of Elbow Key, and there was issues from 2015. In 2015, when that issue came up in 2021, when they had, Of Course I Still Love You, right? That was the name of the craft. Of Course I Still Love You. In 2021, when these particular things happened, this was sort of inevitable. The introduction of the streaming service and access to the streaming service opened up the possibility that inevitably this would happen. And then there is still this level of seclusion, this sort of a concept and idea of a vacuum, that this can't be seen anywhere from here, but here in the Bahamas, in sort of these sort of desolate areas. It leads you to sort of question, why is this happening? Why is that happening? But this is good for the Bahamas, and it could lead to STEM education and so forth and so on. I want to know what's wrapped in the letter of understanding. A letter of agreement. I want to know. I'm seeing that the Deputy Prime Minister take on a very strong position about indicating exactly what's what. I just want to know whether or not there's reciprocity for us. I mean, real reciprocity. Because this is millions in the making. And not just from a touristic standpoint, from an educational standpoint, affording opportunities for young people to understand more about space technology and science. I think this is very important. And if there's no reciprocity there, if it's just that sort of a perpetual regurgitation of providing an opportunity for tourists, because if you read it, you can read the story, you can see exactly what's what. They're going to be able to bring SpaceX, you know, their spaceships and other things like that, and some suits. So persons can kind of identify, it's the only place outside of the USA that'll give you a space to be able to see these things. Now, this is exciting. This is truly exciting. And it's good for tourism. So it gives an opportunity for persons to get an authentic experience, uniquely authentic experience to the Bahamas, simultaneously allowing them to see what's happening out in space. This is great stuff. If you look at SpaceX, they're actually moving in the direction that they want to be able to do lunar tourism, right? So this is also good stuff. But if there's no reciprocity here, if you're only going to find Bahamians in the posture and position where we're serving these things and not necessarily participating and creating opportunities for entrepreneurialism and spin-offs, then you still did us a disservice. There should be an opportunity for there to be modification and growth. There should be fluidity within this contract that gives us an opportunity when we see opportunity pop up later on in the future that we can get in where we fit in. I think that's very important. Guys, I want to take this first commercial break and be able to get right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's in the newspaper and talk about how you guys were doing. Did you go to Burna Boy? Bananas. You guys are wilding out there. I saw a lot of persons out this weekend. I'm glad that we had sort of a safe weekend. Sad to know that we lost someone this morning. Let's talk about it. It's the foundation. Take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. A Lives Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive, believe in best.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Hey, hey, y'all having party? Why you ain't tell me?
You only is come to tote. Who tell you anyway?
Don't worry about that. Wings? From Popeyes?
Yeah, man. Popeyes have 5 flavors of wings now. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy,
and roasted garlic parmesan.
Anyway, while I'm here, I might as well try one.
You better head to Popeyes and grab a box.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation here, live and in full effect on this Monday afternoon, right here, being able to talk about all we can about national growth and development, where we are. And today I had to give sort of kudos to the PLP. I mean, you know, I'm not in the business of mashing up the PLP. That's not what I do. But I always want to kind of put right where right, but based upon my perspective, my position, and the information that I have access to, right? My preamble is that I'm not the oracle. My preamble is that I know that you may have been used to, you know, guys in this kind of a space that we work that speak with this sort of clarity and this definitive nature, right? That speaks with this punctuation that says, it is what it is. I know that you may be used to that. But I believe, just by the introduction of the concept that been introduced to us during the COVID-19 period, I believe that there is fluidity in a great deal of things. I believe in fact, and I believe in truth. Now, you ain't going to fight me on truth, because that's immovable. But facts are always changing, right? And so I'm not going to stand on this kind of a position and levy condemnation on any one government or individual without me understanding that, you know, life is about growth and development. Life is about expansion. Life is about, for many, and for anyone who cares to be able to participate with clarity and conviction, life is about introspection. Looking in, making a determination, what you did right, what you did wrong, extracting some things, and really fortifying yourself to move forward. That's what it's about. So I have to say, I got to tell you, I can't levy negativity or this kind of a condemnation and relentlessly being able to criticize the PRP day in and day out or the FNM day in and day out. I got to be able to put right where right is. And I think they're making the step in the right direction. And to put these stories at the forefront rather than the touchy-feely stories of persons in their community and doing all these particular things, those are good also, right? But they pale in comparison to what's really happening in the community. This here talks to the future of the country. This here talks to the autonomy and the sovereignty that we have and being able to exercise that, to identify how do we fix this debacle that we're in. That's what this talks to. All right? And I'm talking about the DNA testing. I think this is a step in the right direction. Now, you got a lot of work to do because you're going to have to unravel some things. Some people are going to have to go into therapy. Oh, my God, Mom, you told me that was my daddy. All this time I could have gone to Disney World and you didn't. Oh, you got to go through all this stuff. You're going to have to go through it. You're going to go through a lot. The government needs to create entities, opportunities, access to those things for persons who may need someone just to talk to. I'm being serious. I'm not joking about this. Because there are many a man that's walking out here with somebody else's name. There are men that I know that carry a hyphenated name. And a more naive Howard Grant would say, "Who did you marry, sir?" My God. There are many a man that's walking around with a hyphenated name. But the hyphen is not because of marriage. It's because, in my view, of deception. And if not deception, a position where your daddy didn't want to give you his last name. Your daddy was married and he didn't want to be able to take that. Your daddy didn't sign for you, so you had to take my last name. And as you grow and you matriculate through society and you mature, you come to a position, you have a heart-to-heart with your father, and some men decide that I don't want to live in this kind of a space. I got to carry my daddy name. So, but they can't reject their mother. Their identity is wrapped in the name that they were given. So they hyphenate. This is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. In our society, it's going to happen. So I want to be able to talk about that. And lines open if you want to be able to contribute to that. I want to talk about that and talk about the complexity thereof. So if you start this off as a government, you're going to have to provide the support, the moral support. You're going to have to provide support for people, because the truth could be very hard. You're going to have to provide the support for maybe some of you mightn't get it anyhow, because it troubles the relationship that exists. Are we living in the same Bahamas? Do we live in the same Bahamas? I mean, because you may be living someplace different. There are relationships. People have children outside of the place, outside the confines of their marriage. Because people just call it children outside children. The children don't like to be called outside children. Outside the sanctity and the locked position of your marriage. The only time I saw open relationship concept was on Facebook. I never understood that open relationship. People just actually put that on their status. I have an open relationship. Ma'am, no relationship is open. It's a closed circuit. No electricity could get you if the circuit open. None. How you can have an open relationship for demons to walk in? You need to stop. So now, there are many who operate in this kind of an open status and having children outside the confines of their marital position, and the children need passport now. So the mother who promised you, "I ain't gonna never tell your wife," they need to come to get your signature, because their baby needs to have identity in this country. Let's talk about this. There's going to be some unraveling that's going to be happening out here in the country. Let's talk about this. Which surname first and last? Well, you only could carry the... You know, people dangerous, you know. You need to stop. You could get whatever first name, whatever last name you got first from your mother. That's the first one. And then the one that you just received, you hyphenate and you put that next. When I became a man, I see men had their name hyphenated. I couldn't understand. I was naive. Then I understood what our society was about. Yeah, this man can have two last names, Jesus? Who did he marry? I didn't know this was naive Howard Grant. And then I understood. This is what happens in our society. So good step in the right direction, PLP. Just be able to provide the support necessary to be able to deal with the fallout, right? But, you know, praise God. And I hope you do a census right after to identify those persons who are, and that we could be able to kind of sell that and put that to rest. We could put that story to rest. There's 400,000 people, but only 200,000 of us as Bahamian. No, it's time for us to put this to rest. Identify these people, and let's be able to identify them as citizens. Let's do that. For the purposes of clarity, let's do that. Shout out to the pilot, man. I want to be able to do that. I heard some information this weekend. Your heart falls when you hear these kind of things. And then, you know, if you are, you know, from this community, historically and traditionally, you know that you always think about, I've never seen this happen. You try to figure out when the last time this happened. You know, one time ago, we had a great deal of persons that passed away. In a plane crash, right? I remember when the bodies were, you know, kind of doing floating and whatnot. It was a horrific time in the country. When Chalks actually exploded, my uncle was on that. My uncle Don Smith, my grandfather's brother, he passed away in that. So anytime you hear these things, you always think end time. You always think what's happening in our country. Because this thing's it's really far from us. One of the things that we boast on, especially Bahamas Air, is that you get in there safe. And so the safety is a great thing in our country that we kind of lean on. Over the weekend, if you heard the information, the pilot in a Cessna 402 aircraft that crashed shortly after takeoff from the Linda Pinning Airport International shortly before 5 p.m. on Saturday, he walked away before the plane burst into flame. This is what the authority says. It says after the crash, the pilot, who was the only person aboard on the plane, complained of chest pains. And they took him to Doctor's Hospital and said that this is the chief superintendent of police, Elvis Curtis, and the officer in charge of the airport division. And the investigator of the aircraft accident and investigative authority, Kendall Dawson Jr., he said that it appeared that the pilot was en route to Fresh Creek Andrus. And he got little lift before the left engine of the aircraft began giving him a little bit problems. This is what I'm seeing. I want to be able to shout out to this. I think I read this story and I thought this was an amazing thing. It started so it says he experienced these issues. He said that it appeared that the plane hit a chain link fence before it crashed into bushes off of Coral Harbor Road. You know, this is a wild thing. And then it says the aircraft was destroyed in a statement, Blessings Aviation Charter. Blessings Aviation Charter, which owned the aircraft, said that we are grateful to God. Listen to me. I might as well tell you this. I will say this to you right off the top. When I read this, I said, these are good, decent people. I like them. They're consistent with their concept of blessings. They name their entire company Blessings. And when they give you an insight, when they jump on it, they didn't give you no scientific concept and idea. They didn't hit you with the formality. We are grateful to God, right off the top, that due to quick thinking of our pilot, that he was able to reroute the aircraft to an abandoned area prior to the crash, ultimately avoiding any loss of life. It is truly a blessing to see the fruit of our ongoing in-house training in action. Aircraft maintenance and safety is a top priority within our company, and therefore we will be working closely with the proper authorities to understand the cause of the crash. Shout out to the Blessings Aviation. I pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you all. If you can take on this kind of a posture and position to say with clarity, hey, we identify these things, but we are grateful to be able to see the life preserved. I want to shout you guys out. There's a great stuff that you guys are doing out there. There's a great deal of things in the papers, guys, as we continue to be able to talk about where we are and where we're going. I want to be able to say that a little bit too. I found out some information about SpaceX, right? There's some, man, listen, when I say some information, it's important that we understand that we are part of a global community. It's important that we understand that despite the concepts and ideas associated with conspiracy theories, that we are responsible for contribution in our part. And our contribution can only land on our conviction that we stand on. I got a text just now. I want to be able to read this text to you. And the text says, boy, how would we gullible, eh? So Bahamian people are too gullible. Has anyone from the Bahamas been to space? Or anyone from African nation? And I mean outer space. We believe anything. It's the text is coming through. So we believe anything they tell us. It says, all for the love of money. Stay woke. It's a text is coming through. I want to be able to read this. This is Aisa. Is that, am I pronouncing it right? Let's read it. Aisa Bo, former NASA rocket scientist and STEM board founder and CEO, played a significant role in this achievement. In 2004, she set to become an astronaut, marking her as the first Bahamian in space. Her inspiring journey, shared globally through interview, presentation, and documentary, aligns with the Bahamas' vision for innovation and education. So there, Miss Bo going to space. Now, I don't know whether or not this conversation is going to talk about flat earthers and whether or not we are in a dome and not being able to leave the dome and the orbit and so forth and so on. But this is high, high, high level technology, high level contribution, and places us in a position of being able to be again on the world stage. Let's be decent as we talk about these things. The only thing, the absolute only thing that I would ask for the Ministry of Tourism, and more specifically, Chester Cooper in his capacity as Minister of Tourism and Deputy Prime Minister, to negotiate is them painting the Bahamian flag on the side of the SpaceX. Talk to me. Paint the Bahamian flag on it. Yeah. Let them know. That's marketing and advertisement. I don't care how much trains you paint it on when you go into London. I don't care how much trains you paint our Ministry of Tourism logo on. Put the Bahamian flag and the Ministry of Tourism logo on the side of SpaceX. My God. We turn 8.9 to 16.2 in no time. Let's be able to make this thing happen, guys. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Hey, hey, y'all having party? Why you ain't tell me?
You only has come to talk. Who tell you anyway?
Don't worry about that. Wings? From Popeyes?
Yeah, man. Popeyes have 5 flavors of wings now. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy,
and roasted garlic parmesan.
Anyway, while I'm here, I might as well try one.
You better head to Popeyes and grab a box.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Sundays live on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 is the time to listen to your favorite talk show, Let's Talk Together in English, hosted by me, Lady T, are you ready for Anupale Asam? Let's talk together in English. It's a 1 hour of news and current affairs, information for the Haitian community living in the Bahamas. Sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Need to know more about health matters, immigration, support for young learners at home, banking, as well as current affairs concerns that affect the Haitian community. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Sundays for Let's Talk Together in English. Anupale Asam. Hosted by me, Lady T. Sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Live on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive, believe in best.
Foundation. Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Forgive me for chuckling in the mic. I had to be able to do it. I'm reading something. It's wild. I'm going to tell everybody, Dwight, you text me, right? So Dwight took the day off, a vacation day, Howard. Let's not joke around with this. Dwight doesn't even stop it. This never stops. I always come for a show. Nothing stops me. Not during hurricane, not during COVID, not even when he had COVID. Dwight, that's wild. You was in here trying to give us COVID? That's what you're doing? In this little room, you brought COVID with you? Ah, that's what you did? Dwight took the day off, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out here trying to be able to pitch, to kind of sew together and knit together why he didn't show up, and why this kind of a gloomy cloud is over right now. Dwight took a vacation day. So he's relaxing at home. Hopefully he's doing well. He's still listening in. He's still, I could work. You're off and you're still working, Dwight. I hope you're doing well out there and being able to enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. If you want to be able to have a good conversation with us, we're going to be able to do that. I got a few texts that Ian texted me. I'm going to say that, right? Ian texted me. You know, he texts me for DNA Direct, right? And he wants to know exactly what. Howard, why you call me to chime in on the conversation? If you need a DNA test, DNA Direct, all the information's in there. If you can be able to do that and find out exactly what. Well, we're going to see more and more of those things pop up, hopefully, in town as the opportunities are now arising for persons to be able to access that and make some things happen. Persons are texting me, how can I listen to you online? GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can be able to find out more information as we dive into that and be able to talk about that. So he says, anyway, I'm not going to fight you all for these particular things. Y'all don't say good day, Howard. Say good day, Howard. What Fred Mitchell and the PLP pull you in, eh? No. Y'all, let me tell you something. If indecency was a coat, you are adorned right now in the furthest of chinchilla coats. You need to stop right now because it's heavy. You need to stop it. Your indecency is rich and fluffy. What you mean if Fred Mitchell and the PLP pull me in, eh? Because I say I want to be able to commend the PLP for this posture that they've taken. Should we route them for everything? Is that what we're doing out here? Are we going to cuss the PLP for everything? Well, let's do too much. The only thing I see come closest to the PLPs, for y'all Bahamians blaming PLPs for everything, is illegal immigration. Y'all would blame an illegal immigrant for every. If you fall off your bike, my God. You blame them. You need to stop it. Quick commercial break. We're going to get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. It's that time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon, starting at 10 a.m. Admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the walk-in clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blaudy, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. On this beautiful Monday afternoon, I should have started off the show like this and being able to say a few things about this. But we had a legend that actually passed away over the weekend. We got some information that Priscilla Rawlings, I need you to be able to get the Independence Morning set up for me, right? Independence Morning, just like a baby morning. I need you to get that, right? She is truly a legend, and she is etched in the annals of time and history by being able to pen such words for the transition that was happening in the Bahamas, that edged and kind of stuck to the hearts and to the minds of a great deal of people to really stomp a time period that our country was in. And she's always been absolutely wonderful in her contributions. How I know that she's passed away beyond being able to see it left, right, and center. A very good friend of mine from Grand Bahama put it up. And he says, "Mummy." And I thought this was peculiar. He said, "It was with a heavy heart that I post this. The passing of my mom, the great Priscilla Rawlings. No more pain, no more suffering. You are in God's hands. Now, Mom, you did well on earth, and I love you for it. I love you for it all. The most amazing mother and entertainer ever." And this is my very good friend, Keith DJ Freeze Rawlings. I had absolutely no idea from Grand Bahama, he's from Grand Bahama. I had no idea that Priscilla Rawlings was DJ Freeze's mummy. I had no idea. If you're from Grand Bahama, if you're from the scene in terms of the very early 2000s when we were going out and doing our stuff, late 90s, early 2000s, and well after that, he still does his stuff in Grand Bahama, you would know DJ Freeze, right? Listen, I did not know that Priscilla Rawlings was your mummy. So DJ Freeze, I say condolences to you. To your family, and condolences to the entire country for being able to lose another giant in the entertainment field, for someone who's actually contributed a great deal to the country. We want to be able to say those things to you as we do that, right? So I want to say that, and there's a couple other persons that have passed away. If you're dealing with someone that passed away, guys, I always tell you that it's very important that we understand the position that we're in now, that we're in this kind of a position and concept and idea that we're living. But we don't know what tomorrow holds. So it's important that we unravel and fix those relationships. It may not be easy. It may not be easy. But I promise you, it's worth it. Let's fix those relationships. I don't think fixing means we're going to get back to where we used to be. I think fixing means mending some ill, some broken space, and finding a way to be able to cope beyond that. I think it's important that we do that. No matter where your relationships reside, it's important that we fix those things and we move forward. Guys, the lines are wide open today. If you want to be able to talk about it, we're talking a number of things in the media today. You can give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. Give me a call, 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. That's on the text line. You can be able to see that. One of the things that's peculiar to me is this boycott Dr. Sands. Second page of the newspaper, you can be able to see it right there. You can be able to see that information right there. Mitchell told the PLPs to boycott Dr. Sands. Now, at the same time, he went to be able to speak more specifically of how Dwight has taken on this kind of a posture. We saw the information come over, I think from last week, Thursday to Friday, we saw the information came over. In the same voice note, he indicated Dr. Sands' disdain for PLPs more specifically. I thought it was egregious that he take on this kind of a posture. I like Fred. I always say this. I think his seniority, his articulation, his poise, and his contribution has been significant. I'm not going to take a political stance and say that he's done nothing over the course of time. He has been relentless. And I dare say that he has been one of maybe top five persons within the PRP that really has helped shape this kind of a new course that they're taking. I want to say that, right? I think it does a disservice to the commitment that your political organization has made to entrepreneurialism and the commitment that you made to private practices. This concept and idea that exists within the government now to be able to talk more specifically about public-private partnership, I think this does a disservice to that. Because even in your posture and position to talk about forging relationships with public entities to ensure that we could see forward movement in the country, you're now for political expedience. And I suppose this is only posturing. You seek to be able to squash with your words and your position and your influence another man. And I think that's wrong. I never seek to take bread out of nobody's mouth. Never. I know how hard it is to live in this country. And I know even more so how hard it is to be in the political wilderness when your political organization is not in. I know. So it's a very hard thing. It's a very hard thing, right? I thought it was peculiar for Michael Pintar to be able to take on a position to be able to say, in his senior years, I thought it was, that popped out to me, that jumped out to me. In his senior years, I think it was a kind of a subtle innuendo there, something there about, that we're talking about this. So I want to say to you, with the greatest degree of respect, that I've always enjoyed your posture, your position, not necessarily always agreeing with it. But if we go back to the inception of where you were in terms of your the inception of being able to step into politics, when you start to talk about Wolf Road, right? And a great deal of persons that took on the position remember you for burning the Constitution and your commitment to the Free National Movement. Now you sit at the highest, one of the highest seats within the PLP. I'm indifferent with it. Because you too, yourself, understand the nature of politics in this country. So it's difficult to be able to hear a man of your esteem take on this kind of a role. I don't know whether or not I've ever identified Dr. Sands as someone who hates the PLP. I think he is very strong and very vocal in his own way of being able to levy condemnation against what he needs to. For the purposes of the same thing, his political expedience, he seeks to be able to move towards leadership. Sands, I know that's a whole different conversation you care not to get into, but we know. You can't hide it from us. We can see you. And because of that, he needs to be able to sometimes hit you with a wow factor, with a shocker. The same concept and idea of why, is sort of an idea that why does the newspaper always put together, if it bleeds, it leads. This is a centuries-old concept. A centuries-old concept that exists in here. And the only reason you do that is for shock value and to sell papers. That's what you do. It's an unspoken rule. These things happen. What are you going to do? And so to take on that kind of a position, I just want to be as decent as possible when I say that to you. I thought it was wrong. I just thought it was wrong. To be able to go after his private practice is too heavy. I want to read this, though, something for you. I found out some information. I want to be able to read it with you. You see, while if it bleeds, it leads, has governed traditional media to a large extent, there is a growing awareness and discussion around the ethical implications. Media moguls and journalists are increasingly examining the impact of their reporting on the communities, seeking a balance between reporting the news and not sensationalizing tragedy. There is a push towards responsible journalism that informs the public without exploiting their fears. Furthermore, the rise of digital media has introduced new dynamics into the media landscape. Social media platforms and digital news outlets offer alternative sources of information, enabling audiences to seek out news that aligns with their closer with their interests and values. This information that we're seeing that continues to be able to tell us why we do these particular things. The axiom reflects a long-standing principle in traditional print media, suggesting that news stories involving violence, tragedy, or scandal are often given precedence because they are more likely to grab readers' attention. They have principle. This principle is not inclusive. It's not exclusive to any region. Especially in the Caribbean, this happens all the time. The underlying rationale for this approach is rooted in economic imperatives of the media industry. One, audience engagement. Two, social implication. So let's talk like this. I don't know whether or not, because I just won't be decent. I look at Fred Mitchell, his political life, his contribution thereof, his poise, his exposure. One time ago, I said about Obi Wolfskum that his aura is of a globetrotter. I view Fred Mitchell in the same capacity. They are often forging relationships both locally and internationally that supports the country's position. I cannot condemn Fred Mitchell and his legacy that he's put towards politics in the country. However, I can say that you were off. I don't know if I can end up on one of your voice notes. And today and always, it's PLP all the way. But I want to say to you that I don't expect you to retort. I don't expect you to backtrack. That's not what you do. But I expect going forward that there should be consideration for the line that exists between politics and private practices. Between politics and the people in politics. I think everyone's jockeying and seeking a position for political gain. Especially within the Free National Movement, especially during the time of turmoil within the PLP, there were persons jockeying for a position of significant leadership within the realm of leadership within those organizations. And I don't think there's anything different that we see with Dr. Sands. So to condemn his personal practice, this man is a cardiovascular, what's it called? He is, listen to me, throughout the entire region, he may be, if not number one, top 10. The entire region of 44 million people. He's top 10. But the issues that we're having in this country, whether or not you're FNM or you're PLP, when your chest hurting and you can't breathe and you're grabbing your shirt, you ain't thinking about no one else to go to other than Dr. Dwayne Sands. So if you want to be able to levy your political position as you clam to your chest and your wife or your girlfriend punching you in your chest, trying to figure out what we can do next, who to call. You know, he's PLP. Let's not call Dr. Sands. You may not make it. Some things are bigger than politics. And I think it's time for us to be able to understand that. If we're not in the position that we can kind of differentiate and separate our politics from the people in politics, then I don't know whether or not we as a nation, as individuals, or as a political organization are mature to even talk to the populace about the next step moving towards the future. That's just a wild thing. Let's do that and have a good lines, like I said, is wide open. Say, what new course of the PLP is taking? New course. You voted for them. From 2012 to 2017, the PLP was dismal. Horrendous. Their leadership was lackluster, meandering into a space of void. It took us nowhere. It took us nowhere. And they knew that they had to fix that. They fixed it with the presentation and the fortification of their constitution. They fixed that. They came back and they said all that aspired to become candidates, this aspirant approach that they took to be able to identify that. They identified youth and took it from the back and brought it to the forefront of the organization. They allowed youth to be, the language of youth is spoken in the PLP. I never expected that from that party. I never expected youth to play such a significant role in such a traditional organization, the oldest organization in the country politically, has always been leading in these areas. I really thought Dr. Hubert Minnis would have created the autonomy within the Free National Movement to give youth an opportunity to really grow. But the torchbearers are, in my view, they are very robotic, providing the exact same thing that torchbearers of the past have done. Their creativity with, sort of a one-off here and one-off there is closely managed by the older men of the organization, the juggernauts within the organization. And you can see the thumbprint of tradition despite the presentation of youth, if that makes sense to you. You could see the thumbprint of tradition when they started to do the fact checker thing. I thought it was good. You definitely needed information for that, but it wasn't quick enough. It wasn't quick enough. So I knew that tradition was still a part of it. And I knew that youth were providing them the questions quickly, but the approach was still stagnant with being able to come to the forefront. It's just an observation. I thought that the FNM would have been the leaders in being able to attract and bring in youth. At one point, they did. Significant talent in youth ran into the Free National Movement. But, the PLP has taken that kind of a course. But in my view, I think it's not for the purposes of being able to amplify youth, but to perpetuate the ideas that exist within the organization. Because there isn't creativity that comes to the forefront from the youth in the PLP. Can I say this? Is it okay to talk like this? I still see the fear that lingers behind. The fear behind the eyes that present hope, but there's a fear that if I don't do it the right way, I might lose this opportunity. So people acquiesce to even a slight suggestion by the juggernauts, by the traditionalists within the organization, and so you still lose your identity as it relates to youth. There's no autonomy. The PLP is giving you space, but with a leash. So I want to encourage all of y'all to understand these particular things and just kind of walk in with your eyes wide open, not wide shut. I think a lot of us participate with eyes wide shut. We are content with the fact that this is how it's happening. We're content with the fact that this is what it is, but it's not how it's supposed to be. So your participation places you in the position of being able to just be another robot. There should be at least a conversation to be able to find a true identity within these political organizations. That's sort of my fear. I'm afraid of participating in organizations that are heavy-handed with tradition, because it gives no room for growth for tomorrow. And I think for the most part, our governments have become those perceived organizations that exist within your parties. That kind of a stiff-necked nature of tradition gives no room for creativity and innovation. We got to talk a little bit more about these things. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Fish Fry Friday is back at Margaritaville downtown Nassau, a 12-volt bar featuring the big band Visage with the latest soca music. Admission is $25, one complimentary drink included. Experience the Fish Fry Buffet at Vacation Cafe for only $55, party included. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., party until 11:30 p.m. After a break, Fish Fry Friday is back. So come party with the big band Visage and your number one DJ March 1st at 12-0 Bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Tell your crew to meet you at Fish Fry Friday.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Independence morning is like a baby warning. Morning is like a baby warning. On July 10th, 1973, the hangings everywhere were free. Free to shape their destiny in the land of the
Ladies and gentlemen, back right here on 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Shout out to Priscilla Rollins. Even years and years and years after that song has been released, some 50 years now, as we continue to be able to celebrate our 51st year right now, still in the state of Jubilee here in the country, for being able to celebrate, this song is still prevalent. And it's sometimes so nostalgic, it takes you back to the place of really being able to try to figure out where we are. Like, where did we go wrong? That if everyone felt the necessity for contribution in one way or another to this greater Bahama land, to this kind of an idea for us to move forward, upward, onward, together, where did we go wrong? My God, where did we go wrong? If there was this kind of an idea entrenched in the minds of Bahamians, white, black, and indifferent, that we will collectively find ourselves to a position for growth and development, where have we gone wrong? Because, you know, whether you like to believe it or not, if you're content with this sort of an idea that the steps of a good man are ordered by God, my God, these are some steps into hell that we've taken as a nation. And the only outcome you could have if you were a man or woman of faith to say that this must be our polishing time, this must be our purging time, this must be the time that we go through the fire and come out as gold on the other side with no impurities. Because the tribulation that we're going through from a political standpoint, an economic standpoint, a social standpoint, from an immigration standpoint, we're going through. So when I hear the song from Priscilla Rollins, and even the spirit that it carries, years later, it still seems fresh, talking about shaping our destiny. We've rejected that idea. And the shape is obtuse. Whatever it is, it is what it is. That's the concept that exists now. That the leaders who are a part of this independence, who contributed to that, many of them looking on with bright eyes in their youth to contribute to the community for growth and development in one way or another, have now rejected this idea that we can be anything other than a failed state. And they throw their hands up and say, it is what it is. Where have we gone wrong? Beyond the fact of where have we gone wrong, the question is, can we get back? Not necessarily to where we used to be, but back on track. It's the kind of conversations I want to have. I want to talk with you today, guys. I saw a couple calls come through today, and I couldn't hear anybody on the back on the other side. I don't know whether or not the lines are working at all, right? But I'm going to try them. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. I'll see whether or not it's actually going through. Yeah, man, it's working. Y'all stop playing. Give me a call. There's a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, what Fred is trying to say is if he is out at a public event or a private event, and if God forbid that he falls out with heart failure and Dr. Sands is there, Fred rather die before Dr. Sands render immediate assistance. That's not Dr. Sands' position. Dr. Sands cannot do that. The Hippocratic Oath denies him the opportunity for being able to put self before preservation of community, of others. He can't do that. I don't care how he feels. If we know that he's a doctor and Fred Mitchell, hypothetically, knock on all the wood you want to knock on, this is nothing that we want. But if something like that happens, and if he's not there to be able to render the assistance, everybody there can look at him. Everyone right there can look at him. because there's an expectation that you render assistance where it should happen. You ain't got to do it, but there's an expectation. That's what the concept and idea of service is all about. So, I don't think that'll happen. Let's do that, guys. The lines are wide open. Let's talk about these particular things. There's a few things that actually came to mind when I started to talk about that. I mean, I thought it was peculiar, though. I mean, I just want to be very clear with that. I'm hoping that I was clear enough that there's sort of a condemnation that exists in this kind of a space, that we continue to be able to render, that we forget about the fact that we live individual lives and our aspirations go beyond politics. We forget about that. I got a call this weekend. On Friday, we had a conversation about the Irish missionaries. On Friday, we started to talk about that. The ministry actually released some information indicating that as a result of the physical education activities, I surmise it, that the children had this kind of an issue. I thought it was peculiar that it wasn't accompanied by being able to say that we're going to be talking to the physical education teacher. That if the children exert tentative, if they have these kind of an issues, somebody going to be able to answer for this. Because they have PE every week. And I don't know whether or not we're tipping toe into the land of conspiracy, like Narnia. Like, I don't know if that's what we're tipping toe into. We are a superstitious people, many of us. And there is no way that some conspiracy theory won't be attached to it. I got theories even for entertainment that comes to our island. Can I say that? I do. I care not to share them, because maybe your views don't necessarily align with mine in those particular areas. But I am a firm believer in ways. My God, I just get deep. I say I was. But these things are happening in our country, and we're absolutely naive. We open ourselves to this concept and idea of fun. And simultaneously, we see a morphing in our society. We see now that people, an amplified version of persons sending around pictures of people who are mentally disturbed. Sending around videos of people who are out there displaying a mental disorder. The one thing that's constant in our society for people who can't necessarily, who hasn't identified that this is a mental disorder, persons jump to the, oh my God, somebody, she get lace. Oh my God, somebody put Obe on her. These are the things that we deal with in our society. Now, not being able to take the strength out of any of those arguments, we're still not dealing with these things as a matured society should. I don't think we are. I think it's still, we're still being able to kind of nudge these issues that we have onto all of us, kind of a look on and give a perspective, a position, an idea, not understanding that there is an underlying issue that we suffer in our society. I just want to be talking like this. I want to be as decent as possible as I do this. It's difficult for me to see some things and understand that there is an ailing issue, but we're laughing at it. We are absolutely entertained by it. We learn about the fact that it may be so, child, go deeper than that. And no one seeks to rectify these things. I read the story about the lady who was actually going around on social media. You know, the lady who was out front. Did you see it? Well, you didn't. But if you did, like many of us have seen it, even if I'm in your group, people send it to me. I get like two or three of them. attached with voice notes that are laughing, so forth and so on. And we were discussing it. And the first thing about, she looks so healthy. I think that that does it for a lot of us. That mental disorder has nothing to do with physical disposition or position. A lot of persons with mental disorder, especially when their identity has changed, the rhythm that they know, that they've become accustomed to, getting up, going to work, getting paid, taking care of this, they lose that. They lose a great deal of who they are individually. And as a result of losing that, they begin this kind of an unraveling. All of us are only hanging on by a thread. And there needs to be more community. There's kind of a concept of being able to be our brother's sister, brother's keeper, needs to be revived in this community, because some people just need to talk. And if not, some people need psychiatric assistance. Not for us to laugh. These people are crazy. These people are broken, man. They're broken. Let's find ourselves in the position so that we can be able to assist. I read a story that afterwards indicated that she was, someone was able to reach her, and she's getting the assistance that she needs from the professionals and the proper authorities. Let's see if we can be able to take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Let's try the next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Howard?
Okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, all is well, my brother.
Hey, listen, I call it in regard to Fred Mitchell's statement asking the PLCs to boycott Dr. Dwayne's son. You remember during the early election, you had a PLC supporter that passed out and they had to go to Lamlin. There's a picture floating around with Dr. Dwayne Sand in his FNM regalia in the heart of the PLP camp, surrounded by PLPs, assisting a PLP.
Yes.
What if Dr. Dwayne Sand now take the position, okay, you want to boycott me, I go boycott yours. I ain't gonna touch no PLPs.
He can't do that.
How you think that could affect the Bahamas?
This hypothetical, he could never do that, but I understand what you're saying, yes.
No,
I agree with you.
You see what I'm saying, right? You know, Fred Mitchell is someone who has traveled the world, who has lived a very comfortable life off the box of the Bahamian people. And Fred Mitchell is completely out of order. And the reason why Fred Mitchell could say something like that so comfortably is because he lived off the box of the Bahamian people.
I don't know whether
Fred Mitchell ever worked for a private company?
I don't know whether or not he has his own private company. I don't know whether or not Fred Mitchell understands the weight of his influence socially, especially within his organization. To say something like that could actually place people who may not necessarily be, you know, all there as it relates to making their own decisions and moving like this. It places some people in real consideration. Child, I can't bother with science no more. That's a strong thing. We got to be able to...
I mean, that's the height of stupidity. I mean, I don't, you know, like my one of my aunties said, that's the only thing your brain can tell you to say.
I appreciate anyway, the telephone call.
Before I go, right?
Yeah.
You from Grand Bahama. How familiar are you with East Grand Bahama? Have you been to East Grand Bahama after Dorian?
Yes.
On Friday, the DRA and the Ministry of Grand Bahama toured East Grand Bahama, along with Minister Lundy, and I think the chairman, Alex Thor, and some other people from the DRA.
Mm-hmm.
And the DRA toured from Freetown straight to McLeanstown. Guess how many houses they looked at, they inspected, or they assessed?
How much? I didn't see the story. How much?
Take a wild guess.
Four.
Not a single house.
They entered there.
They stopped. They didn't pass through Freetown. They went to High Rock. The minister, being the empty crazy Tom Phillips, was with them. Crazy get them to look at the seawall in High Rock.
Uh-huh.
Crazy get them to look at the school in High Rock. They went to McLeanstown. They went straight to McLeanstown, Pelican Point, straight to.
Uh-huh.
They went straight through McLeanstown, and guess what? The only thing they were interested in seeing the dump site. Where were the dump site during the after Hurricane Dorian? Not a single house did the DRA stop, inspect, looked at, or assessed. Not a single one.
I can look for that story. I didn't look at it this weekend. I'm going to look deeper into it and I'm going to make a call to Grand Mahama. Because the fact of the matter...
That burns a big question. What will the DRA do with this $5 million that they said they were going to repair people out there? If the minister was here, the chairman was here, and they went to East Grand Bahama, they were in the heart of Hurricane Dorian. And they didn't look at one single house, not a single house. You could call anyone in Freetown, High Rock, Pelican Point, or McLeanstown, and they'll tell you the same thing. Not a single house.
I can make some calls. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for your contribution. I can make some calls. I want to say this, though. I think that they have more issues to contend with. Whilst the housing is extremely important, the allegations, and let me say allegations, because I don't know about how this played out from a media standpoint. So for the formality, I have to say allegations. When I was in East Grand Bahama, the Pine Yard that is just north of where they were holding the oil tankers, was drenched in oil. That the ground had more than a foot of oil saturated in this particular area. And during this particular time, there were dumpsters that would come and just put, you know, curry on top of the oil. So when it comes to vegetation, when it comes to, you know, the greenery, so forth, the flora and fauna, so forth and so on, there are real issues that are seeping into the water table. And right around this area is where the majority of persons in Grand Bahama actually consume their water. So from an environmental standpoint, I think that there are even greater issues that needs to be identified and rectified in East Grand Bahama area. And in North Abaco, I was a part of a team that wanted to be able to assist Abaco and being able to rectify these things. I tell you, if I tell you some stories, y'all wouldn't believe me. I got this team together, right, with one of the major construction owners out of the United States of America, who was responsible for building the Hard Rock Cafe and Sun Life Stadium and so forth and so on, down in South Florida. I went over to his house in West Palm Beach. We sat down, we broke bread together. He jumped on his private flight to come here, and we met with some people, let me be decent, here in Nassau. And we started to talk about access that he has to barges and this kind of a concept that we put together to be able to do some stuff. We had barges, two major barges. We identified a location in Carolina, I think it was North Carolina, a dump site that we can be able to go to Abaco, take everything, put them on the dumpster, take it over to the landfill in Carolina, dump it off, and continue to be able to do that. Clean up Abaco, we presented the concept. They loved the concept, but politics got involved. Politics is always in the way of productivity. It's always in the way. And so the concept and idea of seeing significant productivity in our society, I always feel like there's a looming fear that politics will get involved and squash the idea of growth. It's where we are as a nation. It's where we are as a community. And it's where we are in this conversation, that politics seeks to get involved in people's private business. When Dr. C.V. Moss, was it majority rule? When they were on the petition walking in at the majority rule and being able to walk into this particular space, we found that C.V. Moss fell out, and the first person that jumped to his aid was Dr. Davo. There could be no expectation that politics would be over your position in the Hippocratic Oath that you've taken for years of your commitment. So these, you know, these kind of hypothetic postures that we're taking, if you were in a position and you feel your chest pain hurting up and you say, no, no, don't take me to Sands, well, we can see you in the church for the most part. Because these people have expertise in their areas. Quick break, back, and then we can wrap up the show. We got one more break, right? I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I only took one break. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. So it says, PLP all the way through sickness, says says the chairman. I'm going to fight you all, right? So it says, I recall a time when Dr. Dwayne Sands helped people who fell out during the polling day. That's how we should be living. Right? Yes, he did. Right? He says, good evening, Howard. Could you tell me where Fred Mitchell business is? Because like the gentleman said, Fred Mitchell live happily off the Bahamian people money. There's some people who did this. I don't know what Fred Mitchell business is. I know that he has a private practice. I don't know. I'm not one of these people who's going to tell you don't go to other people's business. I gave you a whole story the other day about my good friend for 12 years. He's been my barber. And when I tell him about his business practices and the fact that he had this hybrid approach to being able to take in walk-ins, but now you are excluding and disenfranchising the people that you take in bookings. Right? So people booking, but you disenfranchising the people that your original model, which was the walk-in, all of us sitting down here for hours. I tell him about it, he mad. He tell me I disturbing his peace. I'm not telling you don't go to him. Go to him. He got three beautiful daughters. He need to feed them. They need to eat. I don't get in people's business. I ain't gonna die because I ain't get your hair cut. But you may die if you don't go to Dr. Dwayne Sands. Let's just be decent about these things. Let's talk about this. You may die. Especially if you may be one of these PLPs who often enjoy with the little pills, the little blue ones and the yellow one and the red one. It's wild. Let's talk and be decent. Don't let your politics take you to your grave. Have the independent autonomy to understand that there is a line that separates your politics from your private and personal lives. Dr. Dwayne Sands has been trained by some of the best in the world. And he renders a service to this country. In 2023, he was identified as the pinnacle here in the country, April 2023, as the cardiovascular surgeon. So let's be decent. You make your decision. We're not going to fight you. You make your own decision on what you want to be able to do. Let's talk about that. Some persons can be able to go off to the United States of America. They got it. They could jump on a private flight and go off to the United States of America. You, my brother, may not have the same opportunity. Don't let your politics take you to your demise. Use your brains. Praise God. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to chime in and participate. I know that it was sort of an off show today because I don't know if a lot of persons are still getting some texts that say, Howard, I can't hear you. I can't see you. So forth and so on. But I'm grateful for the opportunity. Like, again, I want to be able to say a shout out to and condolences to my very good friend, Keith DJ Freeze Rawlings out in Grand Bahama. I want to be able to say a very heartfelt condolence to you for the loss of your mother. And I want to say to all of those persons, If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. We are almost done with the month of February, so I hope that you guys are in a good position. If you want to be able to talk to me about a few things as it relates to Small Business Thursday or put some information before me, hit me up, 827-0111, 827-0111. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. Guys, thank you so very kindly for choosing us and choosing us here at Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a beautiful, absolutely beautiful weekend, despite some of the gloom that exists. Enjoy yourselves, guys.
It's like a baby morning, Independence morning. It's like a baby morning. On July 10th, 1973, Bahamians everywhere were free to shape their destiny in the land of the rolling sea. Man and woman, boy and girl, there is none which like your soil. Independence morning is like a baby born in.
The Foundation is brought to you by Ally, Fidelity Bank, 8 Toast Holdings, Let's Talk Together in English, Bonneville Bones, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, and Burger King.
Big and small, let us stand up straight and tall, never let our banner fall. Independence morning is like a baby born in. Independence morning.